I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
I feel like after every reading, I want to say the same thing. That was crazy. Spirit never ceases to amaze me. If you really think about it, there are a million things that spirit can have me say, right? And to validate. When he said the birthday, I almost fell over. You know, my speech, there are certain things that I need to say to people, you know, because I want them to kind of relax in their speech. And even if they watch Long Island Medium, listen to Hey Spirit every week, I want them to kind of relax, you know, kind of feel a little comfortable. So my speech is always different. It's kind of like the messages. Yeah, we might have a common sign or symbol, right? But it's always those little things that I say, they make you go, right? And I knew from my speech, I'm like, this was going to be a very, very different reading. But what an amazing gift of not only that the souls are at peace, but more importantly, that we do not take any disabilities, ailments with us, but our souls are still so loving and supportive. I hope you all enjoy this extremely beautiful healing reading with Jacqueline and Diane. God bless. So who do we have here today?
Hi, Teresa. My name is Jacqueline.
Nice to meet you, Jacqueline.
Hi, Teresa. My name is Diane.
Hi, Diane. Nice to meet you, ladies. Where are you guys from?
Staten Island.
Ooh, we're just on a different island.
Yeah. Hop, skip, a jump, and a lot of traffic away from you.
I was going to say, if it wasn't for the Bell Parkway and Victory Boulevard, we'd be fine, right?
Exactly, yeah. Be there in 20 minutes. Now it's like 4 hours.
So I want to welcome you guys to Hey Spirit. I always like to give a speech on how I reconnect with spirit, and more importantly, my wish for you over the next few moments during your reading. So my wish for you is that you know that there truly is more to life than just here in the physical world, but more importantly, that your loved ones are still with you, loving, guiding, and protecting you from the other side. And all those little things that go on around you that you might think that are odd or weird, or maybe even just a coincidence, to know that that is your loved ones, to know that that is a little hello from heaven. It's not your imagination. It's not wishful thinking. You're not crazy. And the only thing that the two of you have in common is that you have lost the same people. The way that you heal, the way that you grieve, the way that you see the signs and symbols are going to be different. No way is better than another. And I don't know why I'm saying this, especially in my speech. So there's always a reason why I say things. It's like if someone dreams of a loved one and someone else isn't. It doesn't mean that your loved one isn't with you or that they're mad at you. It just means that you don't connect with spirit in that way. And I always share that with everyone, is that I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. I don't connect with them in that way. So I don't have those visitations in that way. Just don't be afraid to speak up. If you have any questions, do not be afraid to speak to me. I wish you both the most amazing and beautiful messages from your loved ones. Oh, I wasn't going to start with this. So what happened is as I entered the other side, I could always see like souls. There were a lot of male souls on the other side. But then all of a sudden, this mother energy stepped forward and she stood right in front. Jacqueline, who was Diane to you?
My mother.
Okay. So Diane, is it your mom that is departed?
Yes.
Okay. So know that she takes the opportunity to step forward first. Do you understand that? Did she pass from something of the chest? There's a little bit of a battle. Now, I'm only laughing because I want spirit to communicate with that personality. I want them to communicate the way that they were before they died. And whether they died suddenly or they suffered for years with an illness, to show you that they're okay, that from the moment the soul left the physical body, they left behind all of the disability, ailment, and illness. They did not take it with them. So I feel like there are very large personalities on the other side. And they're like kind of, I use the word fighting to come through, but I feel like Diane, your mom is standing ground. Like, stand back. I might be little, but I'm mighty. Like, that's how she's making me feel.
That's how my mom was. She was in assisted living and she just got sick and she was hospice for the 10 days. And
she goes, everything happened so quickly.
Yes.
So she says, I need you to know that I don't want you to feel, I don't want to use the word guilty. She wants me to use the word, I don't want your heart to feel so heavy because you had to make choices and decisions. Do you understand that? Or go along with decisions.
Oh my God, yes.
Well, who's the father that is departed?
My father and my husband's father also.
Okay. Because I heard them, they're like talking in the back behind your mom going, oh my God, how did she know that? Diane doesn't ever want to talk about this. And they're like literally whispering amongst themselves. I go, I can hear you. I can hear you. So I don't know if it would be their personality. Do you understand that?
That would be grandpa.
Yeah, probably my father's father.
But they're like whispering and like I can't hear them. Like two kids in a candy store, you know, like, but they're all like, so validating your feelings, Diane, your emotions, whatever. And is it fair enough that this is something that you don't talk about or you don't really share, even with your daughter, of the heaviness that your heart carries, that you had to make these decisions?
No, I don't talk about it. I talked about it a long time ago, but I don't talk about it now.
So know that your mom says you made all of the right choices and decisions. She does not want you to feel that you should have done things differently. And I asked her, I said, well, why would she feel that way? Now, you're going to have to interpret this your own way, Diane. It was almost like from the moment she went into the facility, it was almost like she declined so quickly that it was almost like, oh my God, was it something that I did? What if I didn't do that? What if I'm going to hypothetically say, left her at home or left her where she was. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So know that she says you made the right decision at that time, what needed to be done.
She says, my brother and I, my brother really took control, but I went along with it.
But isn't that interesting that she had me say or had to go along with the decisions?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is something that I typically don't say to someone.
Right. And they lived in Florida and I'm here. So he really had to. He was in charge.
So know that she says, I don't want you to feel that any other decisions should have or could have been made. And whatever that is, you going down there, her coming by you, whatever it is. Now, who was the young male that is departed?
My son.
Okay. Because your mom looked to me and she says, they really weren't in this session to hear from me.
You're right.
that's very true. Yes. Love them all.
But it's important because I was made to feel like, because your son must have passed tragically and or unexpected. Is that correct? Because he made me taste blood, which is just my symbol for that he left the physical world in an untimely way. Fair enough. And I love that your mom took that strength to push forward and to say, so you know that we are all together here on the other side and our souls were here to greet him. so you know that no matter how your son left the physical world, his soul is not only safe with other loved ones, but is at peace with God. Because he keeps doing the sign of the cross and stands with the Blessed Mother. That is my symbol for that. Sometimes a soul might do that if they didn't have a strong faith here in the physical world, or if they struggled with faith here in the physical world and or connected to their departure. It doesn't matter. What this is validating is that the soul is at peace.
I hope so.
I also want to share with you that I only channel souls that walk in God's white light. I've seen plenty of times I could see a soul, I could see a shadow, but I can't feel or hear things directly from that soul. There will be a soul telling me that they're channeling through them to me. It's just because I can't lower my vibration low enough.
Okay.
Do you understand that? And it just means that the soul has to learn more lessons. This is not the case. I felt with every ounce of my soul that that is all you wanted to know, is that if he was at peace, if he was with God, and if he was with other loved ones.
Thank you. I don't know if I should mention it, but I've had dreams where my mom, that's so weird that you said that, where my mom is in this apartment building and there's four doors and I want to go in, and she tells me, you can't go in. I said, I want to go see my son. And she goes, you can't go in. I'm getting the goosebumps because you mentioned that. And I'm always dreaming about my mom on something like that.
Because you are afraid that you won't see him.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
So now maybe after this, instead of choosing doors, you will see your son. But Jacqueline, have you had dreams of your brother?
Uh-huh. Because
your brother just said to me, he goes, my sister, I come to her. I tell her I'm okay. He goes, well, my mom don't play. Now, here's the other amazing thing. Now, I'm sure you've watched Long Island Medium, right? Maybe, yep. Maybe you've listened to the podcast. Maybe you've
honestly, Teresa, I'm a very big fan of you. So,
oh, well, thank you. But my point being is that I said to you things in my speech that I typically don't say.
Mm-hmm.
And that I said that really struck a chord with you, correct?
Yeah.
Talking about the way people connect, that I don't dream of my loved ones.
Yeah.
How? I didn't even start the reading. And I love how they took the initiative to prepare and say, look, we're all here. And I could tell by the way they were guarding, like they didn't want me to see what was behind them. They wanted me to see them. And then for your mom to say, but they didn't come to speak to me.
Wow. Yep. It's exactly true.
And Nikki and Grandpa.
This is the work of God. This is the work of your loved ones.
She goes to church every day.
I do.
Good. But know that your son is with God.
Yeah.
Do you also light the candle?
Yes, I do.
Your son goes, Mar on the candles, Teresa.
Every day.
So knowing that you are bringing your son's soul with you, he is going with you. He is with you when you're lighting the candles. Listen, I know it is very difficult. I am a practicing Catholic myself, right? No matter what, in any type of faith, there's always something where we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't do that, we shouldn't. There are a million things. I shouldn't eat chocolate every day. I shouldn't have a glass of wine at night. There are countless things that we should not do.
But we do it anyway.
I think you should have a glass of wine every day.
I do too. Thank you, Jacqueline.
I have chocolate, Teresa. Life is short, as you know. You speak to everyone on the other side.
But that's my, you know, and I say this, you know, sometimes my mom gets upset when I say this. When I say, I'm a practicing Catholic, they don't agree with what I do, but they take my money every week.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
For sure.
So we believe in a loving God, correct?
Correct.
A forgiving, mm-hmm. loving God.
Yeah. Well, no, my son was very special. He had Down syndrome. And he was really nonverbal. He could say a few words. So mm-hmm. I'm wondering, like, now he goes to heaven. He's supposed to talk. He's able to speak.
And he's already doing it. He could do all the things that he could. But I am going to say this to you. He died unexpectedly, though. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was healthy. He had no heart conditions or anything.
His soul is showing you how he is on the other side. And I just see him smiling. And is he always fast or like doing things? Or does he do a lot of things in the dream? Or does it go by so fast? Because I don't know how to interpret this. He showed me like he's standing there. He's talking. He hugs you. And then he's riding a bike. So I didn't know how to interpret that.
Yeah, it does go quick. And sometimes I don't always remember it all. But the ones that I remember the most is the ones when he does hug me.
Now, is there something, Diane, that you feel that if you were there, I don't know if you were there or if you got to him sooner, he wouldn't have died?
I don't know. He was in the hospital and I stayed every single night. And my husband told me
left.
That, yeah, he was there with him. He didn't actually die that day, but he went into the coma and a seizure. But
this is so that you know that he says, I don't want you to feel that. Because I felt like you were, did you see? I was just like, I don't know, I feel like you were there. But if you got there sooner or what? What he showed me was someone that I had read years ago. And he showed me this reading. And the reading was about not being there for a reason. He's so cute. He goes, I always listen to my mom. He said, and my mom, it was hard for her to tell me that it was okay to let go.
God.
He says, and she never would be able to forgive herself, even though she knew there was nothing more that could be done for me. Right. My dad had to do that.
Wow.
He goes, I followed my mom. I was her little shadow. We did everything together. How do you connect with, did he like to paint, or is there something with finger painting or something with his handprints?
He painted a lot in school. They did a lot of handprints. Yeah, he drew a lot.
Okay, do you have those things? Because what he did is when a soul shows me a refrigerator and like construction paper with drawings, it's just my semaphore that we have things that they drew or made.
I'm looking at it right now. We have a picture he made. It's of himself, like over Christmas holding a wreath. And he like made it himself and put it together himself. And we've had it up like since he's made it.
Yeah.
And I'm staring at it.
I can't see it, correct?
No. It's over there.
Validating for you, thanking you for keeping the things that really have no monetary value. Your son had me say something to you, Diane, that was very hard. And he made me feel like it's more than that, Teresa. It's almost like your husband had to be there for that.
It's true. He was there every night and he told me to go home because we thought he was doing better.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go to work because we knew he was going to be out.
Did you used to watch him breathe?
Yes.
Because I just said to him, he just labored my breathing and then he laid me in bed and I'm watching the breaths and watching the breaths.
Well, that was in the hospital because when he went into the coma, he was on life support. So we all sat with him for 24 to 48 hours. We're watching him breathe.
Who kept moving his feet? He literally made me feel like somebody sat on the end of the bed and they sat on his feet and then they moved his feet over. I've never had that before. So was someone sitting on the bed or did somebody go or lean on the bed or was by the foot of the bed?
My son was sitting at the end of the bed. I was sitting next to it. He was sitting at the very end.
But it was
things.
Almost like, oh, I had to move my feet for you. Yeah. Like
he was writing.
He was writing.
So validating that even though he could not communicate, could not express, he needs you to know that he knew that you were all there. Did you used to play music or sing for him?
Why do I hear music? He played music all the time. He loved music.
He played music at like 3 o'clock in the morning and we'd be sleeping and all of a sudden we would just hear Lady Gaga. Like it would just be like just going blasted.
So let me interpret it this way as well. Do you sometimes hear songs or does music just pop on randomly for no reason?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Know that that is his soul. Know that that is his way of letting you know that he is with you at that exact moment. Because there's no explanation for it.
I take it that way. When I hear a certain song, I'm like, Nikki.
Know that that's him. Know that that is his soul. would he always make gestures, or would you know that he thought that he was handsome?
He always looked at himself in the mirror.
I can't explain it.
When he got like dressed up, or if he was like in a Halloween costume or something, like he was very into it. Yeah. Your gesture of just doing that reminds me of when he used to like smile for the camera, like, you know, I look good right now.
That's how he's making me feel. And it's this thing of like, and I feel like he's really trying to show you his soul, how free, how handsome, how complete he really feels. He keeps wanting to talk about school. So did he go to a school?
Yes.
Okay. Did they do something? Because he goes, I got to talk about my school. Did they do something in memory of him or for him? Or is there going to be a scholarship? Or did they do something special for him at school?
Not the school, but when he graduated from the school, he went into a, it's called Lifestyles for the Disabled, like a service. And yes, there's a memory for him. There was a sensory room. A sensory room was set up in his name.
Know that he knows what was done in memory and in honor of him. And he is so proud of that.
They had a big party for it.
He has me in this like blue room.
He had a blue room and he loved the color blue.
Oh, okay. Do you connect with the penguins?
Well, we went to SeaWorld.
There's something
about penguins.
No, I don't know.
I don't have a symbol for penguins because it's not something that souls show me. So, and I heard when I said penguins, he said for life. So I understand. I think penguins mate for life, but I feel like it was to the two of you, like for life, like our souls are connected for eternity. It has to do with something with that bond that penguins share. I don't know too much about the penguins. I felt like it had to do with the soul.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HeySpirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HeySpirit. Why do I feel like somebody was going to do this reading, but then we wanted to, but then I feel like, did your husband want to come in on this? Or did someone else want to come in on it?
Yes. My other daughter.
Perfect. So know that he wants to acknowledge her as well. He wants to acknowledge everyone, but I feel like to make it even more, I guess, validating was that there was someone that really wanted to be a part of this, but couldn't for whatever reason.
Yes, it was my older daughter.
And were there children born after your son passed?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So know that he held the souls before coming here into the physical world. Was there a child named after him, form of a name or a middle name?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And is there also a girl?
Yes.
Because he keeps telling me Nicolette.
No. No, it's Liliana, but yeah.
My nephew, her grandson, middle name is named after Nicholas, so Michael Nicholas.
Perfect. Let me ask you this. Your granddaughter, is there something about your grandchildren that remind you of your son? I don't care if it's the way that they say something, the way that their eyes.
My grandson, he does certain things that remind us of Nicholas.
So know that when he does those things, know that that is your son's soul showing himself to you, that he is experiencing all of these family milestones right at this moment. Whose birthday is now? So my now is, if it's not today.
It's tomorrow. Mine's tomorrow.
Shut up!
Yeah. And my father's is Saturday and my sister's was yesterday. So.
I'm dead!
It's a big week.
And my son died on the 30th and he was buried today. 10 years ago today.
Overall,
now I'm getting goosebumps because I wasn't going to do this. It was going to. I told Jack, and I don't think I want to do it. And then there was a cancellation, and I was like, February 2nd. Oh my God, that's a sign. It was 10 years ago today.
Your son was preparing you for this beautiful and amazing experience for you today, and I understand, Diane. And this is truly how I feel. I don't think that there is anything that any of your loved ones, especially your precious son's soul, can say to you that will take away the pain and the sorrow and the grief. But hopefully make it a little bit easier in knowing that he is with you just in a different way. And that when we do leave the physical world, we are greeted by our loved ones that have gone on before us.
I do believe that. I do.
And I also, the other thing is too, I even said to you, some of us dream, some of us don't. Like the way that we connect with spirit, I literally use the meaning. Someone might be dreaming and someone isn't. All of the things of all of the fears, maybe the worries or concerns that you might have had, your son, in a very discreet way, right?
Right.
I'm thinking about it. My speech was preparing you to know that this was going to be okay.
I'm sure he's okay. It's up there with God. I know it. It's special. It is. Nobody should lose a child. I always say that. It's a piece of your heart's gone forever. And you know what? I'm also concerned for my children.
Of course.
You have to go through a lot too. They lost a sibling.
Because Jack, like for you, like I feel like you feel that you lost a part of your soul. It's not that your other siblings didn't have the bond with your brother that you did, but I feel like the bond was different. I feel like it was like you guys literally did everything together.
Yeah, we did. 11 months apart, so I like grew up with him. Every milestone we hit together.
Yeah. And he makes me feel like that you showed him really how to enjoy life. He goes, you know, I think there were times she made me do things so I'd get in trouble and she wouldn't.
That's very true. Me and my best friend, the three of us used to always hang out when we were little and we would always do things to try to get him in trouble. We all messed around with each other, yeah.
But he was like, I have the best family. Like, it was almost like he always felt, and because it's this feeling that he makes me feel like he always felt special. He always felt loved.
Was. We took him everywhere.
What a gift. How do you connect with Disney? If it isn't specifically Disney, then it has to be some type of big trip or vacation that he loved or that he really wanted to go on or something that you always did.
We always went to Florida every year because my family did. And then we made it a vacation. We went to Disney.
Was there something with his school or whatever he was involved in? Because he keeps showing me, I feel like he went to a prom or went to a dance.
Yes. He went to a Catholic school. There was a Catholic school in Staten Island for special needs. He went to grammar school and then to high school, and they did have proms. And those kids live for the proms.
Because he keeps changing his clothes, and he always steps forward in this suit, and he looks so dapper. Yeah. And then he keeps telling me, how come you're not telling him about the dance, about the dance? Diane, let me ask you, is there in your home, do you have like a hallway there with like maybe like three bedrooms and a bathroom where there's like three doors and a...
I have a hallway. I have four bedrooms. Okay. And a bathroom.
And do you sometimes see like a shadow, or you think see something go by?
A lot. Lately. Okay. It goes through certain times. The last month, I feel like every time I'm alone, especially when I'm upstairs, I see like, it's like a dark, like a black shadow. And I look and I don't feel alone. Then it's gone.
Okay. Know that that's your son's soul. Know that that is his soul letting you know that you are not alone, that he is with you at that exact moment. Did he always want to hold your hand?
Yes.
I'm watching his soul, and he's sitting next to you, and he's like pushing your hair, and he's like telling me, like, isn't my mom so beautiful? Like, this is how he's making me feel. And then he made me feel like he was holding your hand, and he made me feel, this is the thing that I love about him. He's making me feel everything that I say. He's making me feel it. And I can feel like he doesn't want to let go.
He's very, he was very affectionate. When he used to get off the bus from school, he'd run to me, mommy, mommy, a big hug when he was younger.
And yeah. Here he is still doing that today.
I'm good. He's still full of love.
And I feel like, Jacqueline, like it's almost like he wants to thank you for really making this happen today. It's almost like, well, you know what, Mom? If you're not going to do it, I'm still going to do it. I'm doing it. You don't have to do it, Mom.
I was hesitant about it for a while, and then I brought it up to her, and I really wanted to do this mostly for her today.
So your brother is thanking you for that.
Yeah, because she said we were thinking about March, and she called me later, or 2 weeks or whatever, and said there was an opening today. I'm like, oh, I have to think about it. I'm like, oh, February 2nd. It's 10 years that we buried him. Maybe that's a sign.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. I don't even know how long ago you tried to, or even submitted or called the hotline, whatever it is, to try to get a reading, right? There's no such thing as a coincidence. I still can't get over the fact of the things that he was telling me and having me say in my speech. And literally preparing for all of the things that were going to validate his presence for you today. Were there either t-shirts or sweatshirts made in memory of him? And also, did you make a quilt or a blanket or pillows or teddy bears out of his clothing?
I have a box of t-shirts that I'm going to get made into a quilt. And yes, there were and then they were t-shirts made in his name, because we've done several different things. We did the polar plunge. We had t-shirts. And then they did something at the hospital that we did, and they have t-shirts in his name.
Validating that he knows everything that has been done in memory of him, continues to participate in those things. I don't know if this is you, Jacqueline, or if it's both of you. Do you sometimes hear your brother's voice, or do you think you hear him call your name?
No, but I sometimes I feel him.
When my ear gets hot, it's just my symbol for that we hear them. And look, you might feel him. Whatever it is, know that that's him. Now, this is not common. I literally felt, oh, he's a prankster. I felt like someone like blow like on my face, like someone just did that on my face. So would he do that? Or is that something that you feel?
My feelings are more like a emotion or like.
Or like a knowing?
Like a presence, like there's a presence somewhere. Okay.
Don't be surprised if all of a sudden you feel like a brush, or if you feel like, or you know that that's him. His soul has such incredible strength. I wouldn't put anything past him. The thing with the phone, like just making the music come on. That's crazy. Know that that's him. Know that that is his soul. Now, there's something though about, is your granddaughter the youngest?
No, she's the oldest.
Okay. Specifically, let me say granddaughter and then youngest. So it could be with her and the youngest, but I felt like that he sets off either their toys or they either talk about him or they make reference to your son.
My granddaughter does all the time, Uncle Nikki, because my daughter's taught her and she sees pictures here.
So know that when she just brings him up or we'll go over to the picture, whatever it is, know that it is because she's also sensing his soul, feeling the soul. How old is your youngest grandchild?
He's only two. He'll be three at the end of March.
Because I keep seeing, he keeps showing me like the baby pointing and going like that, like just making reference to something, but there's nothing there.
Right.
Know that they are reacting to your son's soul's presence.
Yeah, because he's too, we told him about Uncle Nikki and he'll point, but he doesn't really understand.
He'll point, but he does. He literally had me say pointing. So know that that is real. How do you connect with rainbows? Do you like rainbows? Do you see rainbows? Is it something with the Wizard of Oz?
My daughter, my older daughter with the Wizard of Oz was really into it. My husband used to sing to her every night. The rainbows, yeah. No, I don't.
Look, you could connect with it in that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just I wanted something unique, something that, you know, to even acknowledge other family members.
That might be my sister. I think she might still do this when my niece was younger. Used to do A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart. What's that song?
Okay.
So it might be something like that.
And also keep in mind a sign doesn't only have to have one meaning.
Mm-hmm.
It can have multiple meanings. It can be from more than one soul. And it might mean one thing for you, but it could be something you might be able to connect with something as well. Don't be surprised now if you start noticing rainbows.
Mm-hmm.
It's validating that his soul is present at that exact moment. Who has the picture of Nick in their car? Or they have something of his in their car. Because when a soul shows me praying hands with rosary beads around it, it's my symbol for that we have something in our car. Sometimes it could be a sticker or like a decal. Sometimes it's just a picture or a prayer card.
I carry, not my car, but in my pocketbook, a little angel, a little picture of him and rosary beads. And when I change bags, I always take that and put it in another bag.
So know that your son's soul is with you at that exact moment when you do those things.
I always take it out too. No, even if I'm going to a wedding, I take it out and I put it in the small bag just to carry it with me.
Of course. But look at what he's also validating. You don't have to physically bring things. You're bringing him with you.
Yeah.
Jacqueline, what just happened with you? Because he's just saying, tell my sister, congratulations. I'm so excited for her. So did you just get a new job? Did you get engaged? Are you getting married? Like,
it's more so career-wise. I started a new role like end of last year, like September. And I had a big week this weekend with it. Yeah.
Awesome.
She just took the red eye from L.A. today.
Yeah.
We
had a big event
today.
Last night. Yeah.
Oh, you famous?
No. I work in finance and I help support athlete and entertainers.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So he just made me feel like there's a huge congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you.
So know that your brother is a part of that and is experiencing everything through your eyes, and know how proud he is of you. Jacqueline, I'm going to ask you this. Do you have a friend that died either tragically or of an overdose, or you know someone?
I had a coworker last year commit suicide.
Okay. So know that your brother brings them forward.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because I said to him, I go, why do you keep making me feel this tragedy? Like, listen, someone young dies unexpected. To me, it's a tragedy. But when they make me taste the blood, it's more than that. You understand
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah.
To validate for you that the soul is at peace. Did you just happen to speak to that family or like a sibling or something or someone connected?
No, it was really just like my team that I was on. We were all kind of very close back in the day. I haven't spoken to the family, but I do know her, very good friends. That was a teammate.
Did you just speak to someone or so? Because I feel like you were just speaking to someone that was connected to them or to her. Like I felt like there was something. Or don't be surprised if something comes up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's just, again, validating the message that she is at peace.
Okay.
And I almost feel like that she says, I'm sorry that nobody knew how I was struggling.
That makes a lot of sense.
Because I almost feel like I'm looking at it and I almost feel like, oh, she has it all.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's so pretty. She's this, she's that, right?
Yeah.
Like I have everything. And it's like, what?
Two kids, happened. Husband, yeah, always going around so happy, always yep. helping, taking care of everyone else. And then
she showed me a medication bottle and then threw it against the wall. So that's my symbol for that. Maybe she was on a medication or stopped taking a medication, whatever it was, it wasn't working. She says, my soul is at peace.
Okay.
How do you connect with stars? Do you talk to the stars? You like stars? Is there a special song with stars? Or did you name a star after him?
I live in Hoboken and I walk to the water when it's nice out and look at the stars. And anytime I get a chance, like if I'm by a beach at night, I'm always like at the stars, just kind of thinking of everything.
Okay. Yep. So know that he's with you at that exact moment and he considers that an honor that you do that in memory of him. Well, I feel like just being chosen to be on Hey Spirit today is the hugest sign that anyone can get. It just, I mean, from the second I started giving my speech, incredible. And what a beautiful way of showing that any ailment, disability, illness, we do not take with us on the other side. We are completely healed. His way of being able to communicate, and even through my speech, validating and communicating how you feel, what's been weighing on you. And even all the way back to your mom, who's gone a long time, right?
Yeah.
To give that beautiful gift of faith and peace. I want to thank you both for giving me the honor and privilege of allowing me to share my gift with you both today, but more importantly, for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones.
Oh, no, thank you.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you. I was so nervous, but I feel
good. No, don't be nervous. No, I know. Listen, I'm nervous before every reading. What are you kidding me? It's almost like I try to like kind of describe it of like you're excited, but yet we're sad, we're nervous. It's like we have all these emotions in one, right? So, and I always say it's the soul getting excited knowing mm-hmm. that they're going to hear and receive the healing that we deserve.
That's good. Today, you made today very nice. It's great.
Great birthday gift.
Great birthday gift. Great.
You know what? Your loved ones did. Your son did. Your brother did. They did all the work.
Mm-hmm.
I was just crazy enough to say it. Well, thank you guys again. I appreciate it very much for sharing your loved ones on Hey Spirit. God bless.
Thank you, Teresa.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Hi, I'm Diane. I saved all his t-shirts. I'm making a quilt. Jacqueline didn't even know that. I have a whole box up in the attic.
For me, it was the dreams and how I dream of him hugging me sometimes. And just like, yeah, an overall presence and feeling. And then also she mentioned like we all had a bond with him, but I had a really, really strong one because we grew up together. So that was like a big validation.
Oh, and the other thing, she told me about my hallway and the three bedrooms. And do I see a shadow? And the last month, I keep seeing this black shadow. Every time I turn around, I see this shadow. It's gone. Nobody could have known. Only one person I told. And he wasn't here. Very happy. She says he's dancing around. How would she know that? He's dancing. He loves music. He's still listening to the music up there.
Now that I think about the penguin, we would do a polar plunge in his memory every year where we jump into like the ice cold freezing water seaside. And that could make a lot of sense. The penguin may have been that. One other thing to go back to your question that like came up that I was not expecting was that was my coworker who passed away last year. I was not expecting her to come up. I actually thought about her earlier today, but I didn't think that she would come up. What I'm feeling from that is like she maybe wants me to give that message to who her best friend was that still works at UBS. And like now I'm thinking about it, like I wasn't in the moment, but I briefly saw her last week. But she was on the phone, so I didn't get to say hello. And I don't see, she never comes in. I don't see her often. And I didn't get a chance to say hello. But now I'm like, I feel like I have to give her a call and just let her know that she needs to hear that.
She brought up like when he would go to the prom and how he loved to dress up. Is there like a memorial or a scholarship, something set up in his memory? I'm like, well, not in his school, but at Lifestyles where he went to work, there's a sensory room that was set up for in his memory. She said he was very happy about that. She says he was a character, which he was. She saw red roses, and then she said somebody's birthdays today or tomorrow. I said mine and Phil's. Then I did tell her, like toward the end, I said, you know, I was very hesitant on doing it when Jacqueline first asked me, and then this came along, and I told Jacqueline, I don't know, I got to think about it. Then I realized today was 10 years that we buried Nikki. So I said it was a sign. To me, it was definitely a sign. Now it makes me feel my birthday feels better now for tomorrow.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.